Hey everyone, I'm Mike from Team Gary V. Today's episode is a FaceTime call with a FaceTime 5 vFriends access token holder, which grants access to one-on-one time with Gary. We discuss why hiring a number two is actually the number one thing you need to do to scale your business. See what I did there? Anyway, this is some of the best advice for your small to medium business to scale. Hiring the right people has been a big part of Gary being able to scale VaynerMedia and even vFriends. I hope you enjoy.
Attention is the number one asset.
Yo.
Yo, Mikey, how are you?
Good. I'm great. How are you?
Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you. Thanks for hopping on. Let's jump right in. We got 300 seconds.
Go ahead.
So I'm a district manager, Sunrun Fusion, recruiting, training, hiring, setter, closer model, traditional, every other team, Knox, right? My team has been the only, one and only team we were able to virtually door knock by means of the telephone, right? Very tech savvy. I'm setting up all the Zapier, like using GPT-4 to get Python scripts to build a custom CRM built for it, built out. I have an opportunity to basically steer this into the virtual setter closer model of it. I got VAs running and grabbing a perfect data set of all of the perfect rooftops for solar because like Project Sunroof sucks. So, I mean, just insights into how do I scale this, right? Right now I'm running 3:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., one dedicated session to focus because that mentality long-term, it burns people out. Like, and how do I continue to explore my tech and set myself up in the future? Because the lead gen system I'm generating is going to sell anything. So
who's your right hand?
So that's a big issue. That's been a struggle. I don't have one.
No.
But he's a potential, actually. He lives right in down in the city. And as far as I know, he knows someone that works for you. And I think he's met you a couple times. So he was on Korea's Got Talent. Like, he is a potential partner. He's doing
Mike,
the same thing.
When I tell you the impressiveness of everything that came out of your mouth and the question I asked you was one of the more enjoyable 2 minutes of business ever. Like, that was as easy of a diagnostic.
Sure.
On something I respect. Most of the time when I'm looking at things, it's kind of like, ugh, this is not a real entrepreneur, this is not a real operator. This is like, you can point out things of opportunity, but you're not sure. Like, if
can
it's,
I point out three, add three variables. So three, I'm getting courted by a lot of people. They all see the potential, my bosses, et cetera. So three potential suitors, right? One's in Chicago, was the only other solo DM running it, crushing it, right? The other one started up a team that was number one, moved to the other team that became number one, living in the city, definitely more tech savvy and more like on America, like a performer, a singer, right? Or in the other one's in Jersey, but he's my boy, he'll do whatever, and he's the down and dirty, like in the streets, but not super tech savvy. But he like, and I'm boys with all of them, but that's my like true homie. Who do I? What do I?
The Jersey one for sure, and the fact that you ended up saying he's the true homie was a double win. Because you're bringing a variable to him from a tech standpoint that is going to make you guys a natural mix where the other two are not.
Okay, so the other two are going for it, right? The other one asked me to run the call center for him. So I'm thinking about parlaying it into being a regional, but it's just finally after 18 months of dialing in, I'm being given the graces to do it, right? And it's like, I don't know if I try to scale it so fast.
The thing you need for sure, so right, the Jersey guy and the other op are clearly real ops. You've got a decision to make. Here's the good news. All three are interesting. For me, given that you're so young, I would try to learn.
I'm 39, by the way. Still young, but 39.
I'm aware. Given that you're so young, I had you 35 to 42, so you're good.
Fair.
Given that you're so young, it might be valuable for you to learn the lesson of how to actually stand up a right hand.
I've been sucking at that. I run at the speed of light. I'm moving a million miles an hour.
I can smell it from a mile away. But you're taking pride in something. If you slow down to develop a number two, you can do twice as much.
That's been a huge focus, right? Is slowing down the communications, bringing people along with me instead of sprinting ahead. I've learned so much, grown so much over the last 18 months. It's actually mind blowing that I've been given this opportunity. Is like, I'm grateful for it every day, and to be part of an elite sales organization.
Here's the good news, real talk, to make you smile hard when you hang up here. You won't be able to make a mistake. Every option laid out will be fine, and good. All of them. So I want to eliminate fear of making the wrong decision of the four options.
Sure.
The one option is probably not right of the two. So two of the three suitors feel better. And then the option of like you getting a right hand and learning that. All of those excite me. The third one excites me the most because if you learn that you can, well, then you won't need anyone.
And that's, I feel I'm right on the cusp of that, which is a little bit, because it was just my
I think if you realize that you don't have to go so fast, you're not going to lose out on the opportunity and focus on learning how to build up a right hand, that probably has the biggest long-term upside.
Okay. And then so building out right hand, recruiting, training, selling, and producing, how do I prioritize those?
Building up the right hand.
Okay. Building up the right hand.
Yeah, because
I'm bringing my son to, he's 16. I'm bringing him to VCon because I got the V Friends 5-4. He's been wanting to go to LA, so it was Ernesto Perfecto'd out when you announced it in LA.
Love.
And I'm pumped. He's an amazing kid. I'm proof in the pudding that you can swear around your kids, tell them not to do it, have open, kind, candor conversations.
Love.
I got the best relationship with him. And yeah, man, like this is, you've been running these back to back to back all day?
Not like normal, but yes-ish. And I got to run, but listen, brother. Push yourself hard to take a deep breath, not hit from the vape, and fucking hire a right hand.
Okay, can I send an email your way down the road if I have a question or something? No expectation of response.
And
all love, all gratitude.
Same exact thing, brother. Love you. See ya.
Thank you. Love you too, bud.
Attention is the number one asset.